Ever since the attacks last week, life has been especially uncomfortable for many people in the United States who are Arabs or Middle Eastern. Several hate crimes have been reported, untold fearful suspicious looks have been cast, and then there is the experience of Ashraf Khan, a 32-year-old businessman in San Antonio, Texas. Mr. Khan, first, can you tell us, what is your business in San Antonio?
We have a cell phone business. It's a communications business.
And originally you're from where?
I'm originally from Pakistan, Karachi.
From Pakistan. I know it's sometimes hard for people to describe themselves, but if I saw you, would I think that you're probably from the Indian subcontinent?
Exactly.
Well, tell us about what happened on Monday night.
Monday night, actually, one of my brother, he's also a U.S. citizen, he dropped me off the airport, but I was leaving for Pakistan.
You were going back to Pakistan. Why were you going back to Pakistan?
I was going to attend my brother's wedding, actually, which will be on the 21st of this month on Friday.
Unlike your brothers, you are not a citizen of the United States, but you have a green card and you live here and work.
Yes, I have a permanent citizenship. Okay. My citizenship already due in a couple of months.
You know. So there you are at the airport, and you've checked in your bags. And did you get on board the plane on the flight?
Yes, I went to the gate on gate 12, make sure every single thing is right. Then I was waiting in the terminal almost an hour and a half, and then they announced for first class passengers. So I went to the aircraft. I was sitting on seat A3, I believe. And while I was sitting and I was waiting for it, and the air officer came and she asked me what you want to drink. So I asked her if you can give me a bottle of water. Then after a few minutes, you know, the captain announced that we're going to have a 10 to 15 minutes delay because of he still waiting for paperwork to coming from Atlanta, and then we're going to fly to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
After a few minutes, then the pilot came to me and he told me he wants to talk to me.
The pilot came out of the cockpit and
exactly.
Came to you in first class. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought maybe he's going to check me again. He come to me and he said, Mr. Khan, I want you to pick up your backpack and come out from the aircraft, and I'm not going to fly you because me and my crew are not safe flying with you.
We're not safe flying with you?
He said that he's not safe flying with me, he and his crew. And I asked him on the point of when he's telling me that, if you can tell me why you're not safe. And he said, I'm the captain of the plane, and this is my decision. I'm not going to fly you, so I want you to take the luggage out, and I'm going to tell the ground authorization people to take your baggage out and give it to the claim department or baggage claim. And then he was telling also that I have no idea how come you got the first class ticket. At that point, I was totally shocked, you know, and I say, that's fine, you know, I just grabbed my bag, and now I'm walking thinking about just because of my name and just because of my religion, I've been treating me like this in this country, living in this 11 year in this country. And then I went to this counter of the Delta airline, there's the ground staff, and they told me that, well, we can put you on the flight for tomorrow. I said, what's guarantee for tomorrow? If I go and fly it, the other captain going to tell me the same thing.
What did they say to you when you said that to them?
And then he said, I have no idea. I can't tell you what's going to be happening tomorrow.
Have you heard anything since from Delta Airlines? Have they contacted you?
No, they never contact me directly, not even saying I'm sorry and we can look into that.
Mr. Khan, have you been in touch with your brother who's getting married in Pakistan?
Yeah, actually he called me and then I called him, but I didn't tell him what happened actually. So I told him that they've canceled my flight. I don't want to upset him and I don't want to scare my rest of my family who were there to attend the wedding.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us
today.
Thank you, sir. Ashraf Khan of San Antonio, Texas. Although Mr. Khan has not heard from Delta, NPR did receive a statement. It said, Delta is investigating this incident. We take this matter very seriously. Delta does not condone discrimination in any form.